News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
334 motorists were caught speeding in the first 5 hours of National Slowdown Day. As the 24-hour campaign draws to a close, here to give us a picture of what went on, we're joined by Superintendent Garda Liam Geraghty. Liam, talk us through the findings. It's based on the first five hours, it seems a lot of people didn't take National Slowdown Day remotely seriously.
Good morning, Shane. National Slowdown Day finished at 7 o'clock this morning, so it was a 24-hour period where we tried to increase the awareness amongst the public about the dangers of speeding. Obviously, speeding is enforced on a daily basis by Garda Síochána, with an average 375 people a day being issued with fixed charge notices. Figures I have, and we still need to get the final figures in later this morning, but certainly in excess of 600 people yesterday were fined with fixed charge notices for breaking the speed limit in various locations around the country. So yes, speeding is still a problem in this country, and is the big driver that causes the impact when you have a road traffic collision and causes deaths and serious injuries on our roads.
It's a shocking figure, isn't it? 600 people. I mean, they're the people caught. They're not all the people who were speeding yesterday. That is a shockingly high figure.
It remains a high figure, particularly in a day which we advertise in advance and tell everybody that we will be out doing high visibility speed enforcement, and we're still catching in excess of what we will catch on an average day. And some of the examples of speeds, we have a driver at 177 kilometres per hour on the motorway, 120 kilometres per hour zone on the M6 in Westmead, a driver at 141 kilometres per hour in a 100 zone on the N4 also in Westmead. But a bigger concern actually is some of the figures around 50-kilometre zones, where we have regularly people 25 and 30 kilometres per hour in excess of the speed limit in a 50-kilometre zone, when we know those are the zones where there are far more vulnerable road users, pedestrians, pedal cycles, scooter users, and that somebody struck by a vehicle at 60 kilometres per hour has a 9 in 10 chance of being killed.
Do you despair, Liam, that people will never listen?
We never despair. Look, I know that my colleagues in roads policing and across all the regular units are regularly out trying to enforce and save lives on our roads. I suppose a slight glimmer of hope is that the level of fatalities on roads seems to have moderated to a certain degree so far this year. We are still at about 127 fatalities on our roads so far. That's on par with this time last year. Which unfortunately was a particularly bad year. So it's still not great news, but it is moderating. In the first quarter, on average, 20 people were being killed on our roads every month. That average is now down to about 16, but that's still 127 people at the moment whose families are waking up this morning without a loved one. And, you know, there will be more fatalities on our roads before the end of the year. But everybody working together, and particularly drivers, have that core responsibility and can change that number by slowing down.
Finally, why are we so reluctant to slow down? Why do we find it so difficult to do so?
Certainly, I suppose people feel there's a lot of reasons. Cars are and appear to be much safer. So as a driver in a car, the car is quieter, you have seatbelts, you have airbags, so you have a great sense of security in your vehicle. You probably at times don't realise that you may be travelling as fast as you are. There is an urgency around society. Everybody is impatient and wants to get somewhere. But there's a fallacy around that speed in terms of the amount of additional time that you actually make up by breaking the speed limit. And I suppose it's just the people, you know, sometimes we're so busy in our lives dealing with other stuff that we forget to keep an eye on the speedometer on the vehicle, and then forget to realise sometimes the speed we're doing. But at a speed of 177 kilometres per hour, as I mentioned there, that's somebody making a conscious decision to break the speed limit.
That's insane.
And doesn't really care for anybody else on the road.
That's an insane speed. That is
That's a crazy speed.
Yeah.
You know, can you even just have a puncture at that speed? The consequences are tragic.
Liam, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Superintendent Garda Liam Geraghty bringing that, I suppose, somewhat depressing picture of the stats from the 24 hours of National Slowdown Day when, let's face it, we didn't really slow down.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.